Where are you going? Don't escape.
Ooh. Happy podcasting.
Arigato. Oh, those are Chelsea boots?
No, he's not. Just small work clothes.
Andrew, he works from home. Oh, bro, I like our almost matching shirts. I forgot to mention that. Who's here?
Stephanie.
All right.
Definitely when I went to French Connection.
What happened?
I said definitely when I went to French Connection. I was definitely thinking of you.
Really? I'm so glad. Thank you. You know what's funny about French Connection?
Yeah.
Their name is French Connection.
That's crazy.
But they're a British company. And then you know what's even more funny? There's a movie with British people named French Connection. I don't know if that last fact is right. But in the days of Corona, we don't know what's fact or fiction.
In the days of Corona, I'm just looking for a lighter.
Is that a lighter?
Nah, that's a can opener.
Seriously? No, it's a lighter. Does it work?
Is it?
Oh shit, it is a bottle opener though.
Yes, I see.
Here you go.
That puny lighter. Real man need lighter with leather and keys.
Really, really puny, yeah. He wants the god home lighter.
Real bad man.
He said you can't use it because you're using it on your substances.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I feel so hot. I think I got the corona. This shit crazy. Are you it's like. Niggas be like, yo, they don't want to go to the doctor because they're afraid.
Well, you honestly can't, technically. Dolly Kill Kill is the fucking manga, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, that shit was flames, bro.
No, I remember as soon as you said that.
Yo, bro. Oh, shit, my bad. Yo, my bad. Oh, God, that shit was so flames, bro.
Yeah, I love that shit.
Yo, that shit was so dope, bro.
I definitely didn't finish it, but I would think I was like 3 chapters away.
Yo, it's so worth it. And it's not that
bad. I got up to the part where the homeboy who was always eating the dolls, he basically, his body transformed into the overall perfect living being that the butler nigga was trying to find.
Did it? I don't remember. I just know it was flame flames.
Yeah. Nigga just had that everlasting red thread, like, it was flames.
It really was, bro. Now I gotta reread it, though. Bro, that's something that's going crazy. I can't remember too much shit because it's too much shit I gotta keep on reading. And then when I'm getting behind, I keep reading. Like, I'm always like 5 chapters behind something. And it's just like, by the time I catch up, I forgot the other shit I was supposed to be reading. Or like, oh no, I need to hit that. I was supposed to binge, start, finish. What's that shit called? Berserk. I was supposed to binge, finish. I was supposed to start Kingdom. Ching, ching. Yeah.
That's what
it is. What, the other little letter?
Yeah.
Vagabond is, everybody's talking about that now. So like all the old classic Senen, like everybody has to be up on, according to Twitter. But I'm kind of not taking those cycles seriously today.
Why?
Bro, did you go on Twitter today?
Bro, I was all over Twitter, bro.
I wonder, what was you doing?
I was just minding my business.
What was you propagating? What propaganda was you eschewing
propaganda.
To the world?
Propaganda?
Yeah.
All I was doing was rejoicing in the celebration that in 2021, Bleach is making a return to finish the Blood War.
Oh, that shitty arc?
I mean...
Well, not shitty, but that very underwhelming arc.
I mean...
Of assholes.
I mean, you can get mad that a young nigga named Kubo came through and was just... buying bear cocaine. Going crazy in the club. He let niggas swindle him off his deal. Now he's sitting there like, damn, now I gotta rush this whole shit. I don't know what to happen.
So yeah, against product back.
He feel like these motherfuckers editors are the Nazis. So this nigga started to stern right just to mock them. And his final like FU to Shonen.
And you know what's crazy? You would think people wouldn't like Nazis, but the fan base loves Nazis. Bro, the anti-Semitism All Hail Hitler and the German OSTs that people can't wait to sound like fucking Attack on Titan is there in full force, bro.
They should be shot on sight.
Oh, they're not. Because they have a Bleach avi and they're saying positive things about Bleach. You get how many retweets and likes? A minimum of like 25 to 50.
You know what we do for them, Jess? A boiling pot of oil.
Oh, I've seen one that said one individual holding up the Bleach fan base, the rest of anti-Twitter just boiling Odin. Yeah, but it's a homie of mine, so like I don't knock the meme for him, but it's just so funny the people that created that. I'm over it. And I'm not even mad, like I would like to see it animated, but it's just really underwhelming, the story, bro.
Well, you know what? I never watch Bleach. And I never read Bleach. So you know how I feel about all of this?
How do you feel?
To be honest, I don't know. I really don't know how I'm expected to feel. Because niggas was telling me it was shitty manga ending.
Damn, I apologize. I gotta stop saying that.
No, it wasn't only you though, Jace.
Who else was it?
There was a couple of other my anime friends that definitely said Bleach ended wrong, bro. They didn't like the way it ended either.
Honestly, Naruto got lucky by ending on a high note because of fucking the Sasuke fight.
Naruto got lucky because we got Boruto.
Huh?
We got Boruto.
No.
That's a blessing for a blessing. Yes, it.
Look, know it to be true. The manga is good. It's great. The manga is great.
Go ahead. I dare you try to shit on the anime. Go ahead.
Oh, the anime is trash.
Fuck
it's you. 100 wait, episodes. Wait. It is 100 episodes of filler.
You know you done fucked up, right?
Boy.
You know you done fucked up.
Bro, don't let the flashy... This is what the KNY fans did, bro. Yeah, let the flashy lights fucking disturb y'all.
What are you talking about?
Bro, flashy lights just get y'all. I must be really fucking old and senile, bro.
Wow.
I'm like Roger Ebert. And like, really if it's not a Scorsese really masterpiece, everything is trash.
Wow, so you saying that a young man who realized that he had a hollow inside of him, then
you see, he had to bring it back to Bleach because it stands powers.
Quincy inside of him.
Yeah, then like he really got all of these things.
Oh, he's a Shinigami. Did you forget
everything,
that?
Bro.
Did like, you forget that he's actually Shinigami?
And then his father so one loved of him attribute. So much, he planned all of this out just for him.
Yo, Yawa planted this shit in 99. No, he planted in 93 when
you know
Kubo.
What it sounded like to me, Jess?
What does it sound like?
It sounded like to me that Ichigo finally reached Six Path Sage Mode. That's what it sounded like to me. He finally acquired every element that he needed to reach that ultimate potential.
I'll tell you.
That's cool.
Potential? So, let me explain something to you with Ichigo. Every fucking
power... I just want to know one thing before you continue. Mm-hmm. Is he for Bleach or is he against Bleach? That's what I want to know.
I'm for the betterment of Bleach. So, I'm for Bleach being animated, yes.
Mm-hmm.
They really need to switch that story up, though. Something, it has to get rewritten. Thank you. Yeah, it has to get rewritten, bro.
Well, Bobby, what say you? Do you feel like anime and manga master?
I feel like 100%. Bleach is one of the most
Race of Classes.
Magnificent. One of the most epic story titles that ever came out, bro. Like, I don't understand. How can you not like a story about a young man who gets turned into a Shinigami?
No, he was already born a Shinigami. He didn't get turned. He was already a Shinigami. Remember, that's what Yawak said. And his pops was a Shinigami.
I was just about to say, wasn't his father a Shinigami?
Yeah. He wasn't even watching.
That wasn't his real father, though.
Oh, because what was his real father? Watch this asshole.
Yarach.
And Yarach made him
a
Shinigami.
That's why Zangetsu is Yarach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who made him a hollow? How did he become a hollow?
Yarach planned it out.
Yarach planned to kill his mother on a day of rain because every time it rains, Ichigo gets sad and it rains inside Ichigo's turmoil world.
Yeah.
Like, bro, the amount of assholes and, like, MacGuffins that came out.
That's crazy, bro.
And then my thing is, I'm going to tell you why I really like Bleach. He was our age. Naruto was not my age. Naruto was 12. Bleach was the only one in high school. Luffy is from Jamaica. But you can't. So he's like some type of.
You can't front. You related to everyone when you ready.
No, so that's what I'm saying. I related to it.
Bro, you was like, yeah.
That's actually not the best opening. That's not the best opening, bro. High and Mighty Colors, Ichirin no Hana is the best opening, bro.
He's a Bleach fan.
No. Oh, God, nah. I'm about to fuck up the whole audio.
That's one of the best.
No, it is not, bro. Nah, we not doing this. First of all, I'm mad he got me defending this shit right now. Ichirin no Hana. Bro, it had the potential to be amazeballs. This one. The best part. And it was his third opening. Bro, it's the best. And that's when it was at its best. No. It's not even a debate.
In your opinion, all right, say what you want.
So, in my opinion, that was the best opening. After the whole Soul Society retrieval arc, they did the go get Orihime retrieval arc from Hyuken Mundo. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, boom, he's saving another bitch because his whole character structure is, I live my life to protect my friends. That's all he lived his life for. And he only lives his life to do that because his mom's died and he wasn't able to protect his mom's. Cool, but are we gonna still use that same trope of I gotta save somebody? So boom, whatever, that happens, right? You had the Vizard shit, cool. He has to save them. To understand, he has to save himself for protecting and basically taking control of the ability. So he had to save himself. Then he had to go save Orihime. Then after that, the next arc is the Fullbring arc. He had to go save himself. People had to save him. Then it got so creative. It was the other way around. Everybody had to team up together to give him Shinigami powers, to help him. They had to save him, right? Bada bing, bada boom. That's done. That's all fine and dandy. That's all done. Then fucking shit gets an attack. Stern Riders is out. Hail Hitler's on fleek. Everything, bro. Then you got a mustache looking like Rogers and all of that.
Bro, this is all.
And guess what? Ichigo had to now save. Ichigo lost his Zanpakutos and had to basically save himself to get new Zanpakutos. Just so that he can save society and save the world.
And everything he did that after high school.
Bro, every single arc is him saving something. Saving a person. Or
he could have been Jewish.
And then he always had to fight. Like, everybody had to fight captains of something. Bro, everybody has a squad. Every enemy had a squad.
Isn't that the point of the main character, though? Like, they ain't the main character.
Bro, he has no other motives. Like, we never knew Ichigo's motivation. And
His father was always hiding something for him, but he found a life for himself.
And what then was he the life found he found out that his mother got attacked by a goddamn.
No, owl. He knew that. That's why he can see a ghost.
Bro, he found that out, bro. It was a wrap, bro.
Let's just call the spade a spade, bro. There's no differences.
He was destined.
He was destined for what? Because in Naruto's first couple of arcs, every arc was different. Get the scroll because the nigga stole it, and Naruto had a lesson in life and death.
First,
and
it was mission to the land of
Was the second arc. No, the second arc was training. Remember, they had to train so they could become Genin, and Naruto was allowed into the academy. Then that's when he had his first mission. This is crazy. What was his first mission?
His first mission was to go ahead.
Zabuza.
Yeah, to go protect the bridge builder.
So when
that was still in first arc though.
No. When you break the arcs down to sub arcs, so that's what I'm saying. Every little sub arc was something different. So it was that mission. Then you had the Chunin exams, which was a tournament arc.
But that's
then you had the Sasuke. You had the attack of the village. Then you had the Sasuke retrieval arc. Then you had the training. Time skip. They only pulled that I'm gonna save somebody arc twice. Sasuke and Gaara. Everything else was different.
Okay.
So, like, that's what I'm saying, bro. There was so much variety. Let me not even go on One Piece.
But Bleach is just way better than One Piece.
All right, so podcast done. Somebody really has a coronavirus, and we got to get the fuck away from this motherfucker, bro. Well, you can't even defend that. Can he be devil's advocate? Let's see him defend this. Main characters, who's this better?
Ichigo.
Cool. How's Ichigo better?
Ichigo's better because he was just a lonely soul that was just standing in the distance. Nobody ever gave him power. Everything he had to take it. And then on top of that, it's like he had to be smart to think about how he would like overcome. And when he's like using the Zanpakuto tool and any type of Ryetsu, he needs to have a lot of mental focus. And like he had to really tweak down within himself to really bring that power out. And just like do time and time again, he's like always defeating his foes and just, you know, ended up undefeated. And even when he took the L, he just come back and just take a bigger win. And as you know, that's all you
want to see. But then that doesn't mean
that's all you always want to see in the main character. So when I would have to say who's like the better main character, that's how why I would have to go with Ichigo, man.
Bro, I don't even have to say three things about fucking Luffy to say that Ichigo is trash. I'm gonna say this about your whole argument. I'm gonna stop you because your first two sentences, the second one was fucking false. He didn't get not one bit of power by himself. He was only able to see ghosts because of a hollow. He was only able to use fucking his Shinigami power was released because Rukia gave him a sword in his fucking stomach. He was only able to use his fucking Zanpakuto and Chinaru because of Zangetsu. He was only able to use the Hollow Mask Vizor power because of his fucking hollow inside him. He was only able to use Bankai because Yorichi gave him a better training method. He was only able to use Getsugu Tensho because of fucking Yawak, aka Zangetsu. He was only able to use Full Bring powers. Just, because he was given to
like,
it by...
Yo, you just named like five like W's. Like
that's not a W. He didn't get it on his own. Yo, bro, I cannot do it. Yo, what the fuck, son? Bro, in no way in hell is any of that a win. Luffy decided to become a pirate by himself. He got off his own distant island. No family, no nothing. He was abandoned, bro. And he was able to get the most special, rarest people on his squad, bro. Bro, they got a little fucking smart-ass reindeer. They got a dead Michael Jackson, that's a.k.a. cool. Prince. That's bro, cool. They got Nami with the big boobs, and she could control the weather.
That's cool.
Bro, who Ichigo got? Orihime, she can heal people.
That's cool.
Bro, when Frankie is basically Johnny Bravo. He's the Johnny Bravo we never knew we needed, bro.
But that doesn't change the fact that Bleach is coming back in 2021. With the 1,000-year blood arc, it's getting crazy.
All right, so what's better, 1,000-year blood arc or Naruto's Ninja War? 1,000-year
blood arc, 2021.
I can't wait till they pull a fucking One Punch Man season 2 on y'all niggas, and none of the action is actual Sakuga, and just shaky fucking camera footage, and characters blanking in and out, and fucking movement lines with no movement.
Yo.
Ichigo's gonna be shiny like the old WWE games on PlayStation.
Main character that came out.
Yo, remember when Live had the shiny fucking basketball players, but 2K basketball players look more real? That's gonna be fucking 1,000-year blood art. Everybody gonna be shiny.
Remember when Christopher Wallace, Biggie Smalls, was running down Fulton in the Maybach where he used to sell crack? That's
he had a Maybach?
How Kubo's coming back.
He didn't have a Maybach?
Bro.
Bro, you remember who died first?
Wow. But you don't remember that?
It was Tupac.
Okay. But you don't remember that?
I don't remember it because it was in 96. I was born in 2000.
Wow.
I was reading Bleach in 2000. Nah, but on a serious note, bro. I just really wish they had switched the pacing of the story. I really wish he can contextualize more in the final arc, bro. Like, bro, if they can, like, actually, like, give better context. What?
This nigga just said he was born in 2000.
Oh, we wasn't talking about Bleach. You know, I'm Bleach, bro. He was born in 2000.
Nah, Jace. Knowing that.
Nah, but seriously. Like, they really
needed...
If y'all
born in 2000, you know you are Bleach, so why are you coming at Bleach?
Because, bro, y'all hype over something that's disappointing, bro. I don't...
You love it.
Nah, bro. I
You're
love the first two...
You're watching every episode.
Actually, I didn't.
You're watching, though.
I have to Secretly, because I'm a fucking I'm a fake personality on any Twitter and Discord, so I have to go and talk about this shit and watch it. You can't talk about something and not watch it.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, it's not like I ever called the anime trash and not watch it.
You really have like your Zanpakuto in the crib. You're just like yes.
What would be your Zanpakuto?
My Zanpakuto?
Yeah, what would be your Zanpakuto?
It would be like
he's about to say something with his dick.
Wow.
He was about to do a cool dick joke.
Nah, we not talking about it. Like,
isn't the podcast PG-13?
First of all, you don't really want to just mention that. But anyway.
But he laughed. His reaction.
Anyway.
Your Ryetsu is showing, bro.
Wow. Boy. Anyway. Yo, get your man. Yo, Matt, get your man.
I know what devil, take them out of here. No, what happened to them? It's the fucking bleach. I know some of them demons are going to get to them, you know. Hollows and all of that shit.
Nigga said Jay's got a hollow.
I didn't even know if that's what he said.
Yo, OG just got no lives, man.
He really doesn't. He really doesn't. But it's fine. Yo. I appreciate you, my dude. Oh, wow. That's
all
me.
All that for me? Wow, you shouldn't
have. All right, so... Boom, Bleach is coming out with an anime 2020. And what's that other shit he has? The Witcher shit that he has? That's getting serialized. What was the name? Because you were such a Tite Kubo fan, bro.
First of all...
Titty Kubo. What did he produce, bro?
Yo, big titties. Anyway.
You got big titties. That's your fucking problem.
I went on Twitter today.
Yeah.
It was like Bleach coming out 2021. Bleach.
Are we still talking about Bleach?
Bleach coming out 2021. That shit gonna be lit.
You know what I... Wait, hold on. Before I continue, sorry. Mm-hmm. Let me clean my hands with this fucking discussion of that. So how do y'all feel about Samurai 8 being canceled?
Like I said, it's
for people who didn't know, I used some hand sanitizer to clean my hands of this bleach.
Yeah, it's still bleach in the
hand sanitizer. No, it's alcohol. It wasn't the bleach wasn't strong enough. All right. Yeah.
If you watch Dr. Stone, you understand that the component that they use in alcohol is.
If Tite Kubo watched Dr. Stone, he would actually create a better fucking manga in the future.
I think if Tite Kubo was as young as Dr. Stone, and he had Boichi's help.
Boichi.
Then he would have made a lit ass.
He would have made a lit ass manga. So you're saying the other manga.
Illustrated.
So you're saying that Ichigo and the gang is not as lit as Boichi, the Sunken Rocks, and the Dr. Stones.
It's not on that level, but it's way better than One Piece.
Oh, if you want to go with art, yeah, One Piece doesn't have great art, bro. But the story is amazing. It's consistent.
And niggas don't got drip.
Bro, all the, you know what? They got drip. And their movies, bro, they're fly as fuck, bro.
Why they gotta wait for the movie, son? We drip every day.
Bro, because they're basically the Milan. They're basically the New York of Fashion Week, bro.
Even in fillers, we drip.
Bro, and regular niggas go to Gucci and spend 90,000.
Yo, Matt. Even in fillers, we drip.
Hey.
Even in fillers, we drip.
Hey. Hey. Okay. So, bro.
Do your dance. Nigga, Matt.
All the Bleach is thriller bar. That's how, if you compare the shittiness of Bleach to One Piece, One Piece thriller bar arc is the shittiest arc. That is basically all the fucking Bleach, bro.
First of all,
I want to talk about another failure. Bleach
came out, it was a masterpiece. But, yeah, we could talk about, you know, how Samurai 8.
Damn, bro. Everything.
Definitely. I'm kind of glad because I was like, I'm like looking at this shit. I'm just like, yeah.
Where they going?
And I'm like, yo, you could have been really putting in time with Boruto and like making sure Sasuke was not looking stupid like that. But here we are. So I guess you learn from your mistakes. Stop trying to do too much. Just stick with you know. Stick with them ninjas. I don't know about them samurais. All I know is, you feel me, Konoha, Chakra. You feel me? Gaara.
Like, Gaara.
Sarada. Hey. Let's keep it that way.
Bro, it just seems like all of our greats are just to here to take L's. When this Bleach anime gets canceled, bro, Kishimoto and Kubo.
Is this an L?
It's just, bro, Goda is just up there. But no, on a serious note,
it's Shonen trying to get in new players, bro. They like that. They like a team, bro. Like an NBA or something. And you're like, all right, we need new players. We got trade off. All right, you're not playing as well. Well, psh, gotta go. Shonen's like, they jump. They the all-stars, bro.
Shonen is basically the Patriots. They don't care if they lose their best player. They don't care if their other best player retires.
If you're not popping, if you're not selling, you gotta go.
Exact the fucking mundo. Oh, it rhymes with Hugo Mundo. But anyway, bro, on another note, like, Shonen is just, they want all the new kids on the block. That KMY, just like crack to these little kids. That My Hero Academia, crack. The only manga that can even, like, withstand the brute force of not being kicked out is One Piece.
One Piece is, like, they claim is, like, is dumb, bro. Then the fandom.
The fandom is toxic as fuck.
It's too crazy, bro. That shit is like a cult.
It is a cult. It really is a cult, bro. I don't know who's worse, Dragon Ball Z, JoJo, or... Nah, but see, JoJo fans are not assholes. They just post mad memes. And their memes are hilarious.
Their memes are very hilarious. One Piece fans are very toxic.
And they control such a large swath of fucking anime Twitter, bro.
Nah, they... That's the whole chunk, like...
Oh, 90%
it's like you sometimes you feel like you get bullied. Like you have people coming in like, oh, I'm trying to catch up. I'm like, oh, episode 40. Niggas like, ha ha ha, you have a ways to go.
You have a ways to go. You have 900 more episodes to go. You failure.
You're not even up to the part where, oh, Ace died. Sorry.
Oh, here's the footage. I just signed that on Twitter. No, I'm just to put that in your fucking iMessage. And then they laugh. Bro, they're basically they're all Blackbeards. The whole fandom is Blackbeards, bro.
Facts.
There's no, like, one Bleach fan that... I mean, One Piece fan that's just like, nah, you know, it's cool, bro. Let me help you. Here's what you need to know so that you ain't got to sit through fucking 970-something chapters. These are the important parts. No, they're like, you got to read every little detail. You don't remember what the fucking front cover was for issue 23? You know your story is on each of the first pages. Every landing page is a story. So you didn't know about that? See, that's why you missed this about this, and that's why the moon is doing this. What? You don't know about to do with the long ears? What? Oh, you're not nothing. You don't know about the polygraphs? Polygraphs? Oh, you're saying the name wrong? Oh, you're doing this? Oh, you didn't say Goda when you said Oda? Bro, that's why I'm not in no group chat now.
It's crazy, bro. The cult, bro. First rule of One Piece is no other genre, no other title is better than One Piece.
Bro, niggas say One Piece is better than fucking Akira.
Second rule of One Piece. Don't tell anybody
you don't
that you like something better than One Piece.
Definitely not, because they will expose you.
And last rule of One Piece is obliterate or annihilate. And kill anybody using your sheer numbers.
Bro, that talks
any type of craziness.
I would love to see sales right now because, speaking of which, we haven't seen no sales between One Piece and Demon Slayer. Who's winning out on top now these days? I wonder.
Well, sale wise, I don't think Bleach is counted because it doesn't do weeklies. But I always thought Bleach merchandise was flying off the shelves, bro. Because they had that mobile game, and that mobile game, everybody's playing that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what's crazy. Bleach has still been in the conversation, just not with no content. And KMY, I think everybody's just riding waves right now, bro.
Bro, I'm trying to ride that wave, because when the Bleach... Oh, yeah.
He was trying to do what?
Yeah.
Ride the wave of the Bleach.
Remember, Bleach 2021, you early.
Look, bro, Bleach is the Donald Trump of the anime community.
But God for that Nobunaga, you feel me?
Everybody's manga central when it comes to this Bleach, bro. But, alright. So, you think KMY is coming back with anything, like, worthwhile? Like, it's going to be talked about again, or people are going to ride the wave?
By 2021?
Yeah.
I don't, unless they push the story, we go back to our original question where it was like, would KNY, you know, have an extended story after they defeat Muzan? Will they even defeat Muzan? So it's like, what do you think is going to be anything? So, I mean, going off that, if they do, I don't know. I feel like the Bleach fandom is really going to just take over and just, you know, it's going to be like a popularity contest. Especially. people who like probably never watched, like probably took a break from like watching Shonen.
Yeah. And they, like, they went to like
Senin or some shit. Bleach back, like, you know, you got the closet fans, like, it's getting crazy.
What do you think is gonna happen when JJK come out, bro? Because JJK is technically this generation's Bleach, with characters our age, that swaggy, is dealing with like demons and shit, and they have like their own like pillar system. Well, not pillar, but they have like their own like classification school and all that shit.
I mean, especially going from now like to 2021, I should say keep an eye on like Bleach sales and like purchases of like manga, especially when the anime come out.
You think it's gonna have that renewed interest and everybody's gonna start buying back catalog?
Yeah.
I guess, bro.
And then niggas probably hope, yo, shit, niggas gonna be quarantined. Niggas probably gonna be in their crib, but they ain't got nothing to do right
now. Facts.
They saying this age is like, especially with this quarantine shit, they like, it's to make us learn how to get money from home.
I would hope that was the case.
Or trying to be on some like hazardous motherfucking, what you call this shit? Like one of them survivor games.
Survival of the fittest, or not even survival of the fittest, just know how to work smart. Because to be honest with you, if people were smart, like talking about stock and investments, like weed is definitely the thing to be fucking taking an investment right now. Because if you niggas have not realized, the price in herb done gone up. Oh yeah,
price
the exo corona done hit, so the exo gone up, you dig? Like King Louis the 13th said himself, like, pounds was going for about 4,000. Now they're about to be about 5,000. 5 to 6. So, you know, like, as far as investing wise, as soon as this shit is cleared up and done, stop going up. Profit coming in for you.
You also may want to do the cruises. They're like under $10 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Summertime is right around the corner. Everybody was stuck in their house. They don't care if like you can get a disease fast on a cruise ship, but everybody always gets the flu when they come off a cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
People want to escape again. So invest in your airlines, invest in your cruise ships, because once that shit comes back, bro, it comes back.
So
and everybody's probably mad they didn't invest in Procter & Gamble, who basically runs all of these cleaning companies. If you look on anything, get the Bounty shit right there. Get a name brand hand sanitizer like Purell. It's basically is run by like 2 or 3 companies, and one of the main ones is P&G, which is Procter & Gamble. So like, if y'all really do want to invest in some shit, bro, cruises and airlines, because they're the first that's gonna get built out.
What hotel chain is killing me right now? Because I have like certain people or friends of mine on Instagram, like even one of my homegirls. I'm seeing even that she's a stewardess. Like, the flights are empty, kid. When I say empty, I'm talking 12 to 100 seats.
Plus, they can't have more than 10 people. And it's not that an
true,
audience yet.
That true, too.
Yeah. It's not an audience just yet, but that was something that was suggested by Agent Orange, a.k.a. President Trumpito.
Well, Shorty ain't going on vacay no more either.
Goddamn.
Apparently.
You knew that was going
to
happen.
Yeah, like, but, I mean, I guess her and her girls decided to talk about it, and, like, they'll figure else something else out. But, positive vibes in them, like, hope everything works out. But, Bleach returning. How does one really feel about Bleach's return? Like, to be honest with you, anime, it wasn't bad. Like, as far as fight scene wise, like, I was not disappointed. I'm not even gonna lie. Manga? I didn't read it, so I couldn't tell you, Jason. But thanks for telling me that the ending sucked to make me not want to read it. No, but you know what I had? You know what I had to do now? I can't listen to you.
Exactly.
I just gotta remember.
Be like Anna's Twitter and get disappointed.
Don't listen to Jace.
Alright, so
when he tell you something is shitty, don't listen.
So you end up depressed and you're fucking smoking out your ear lobes.
Why do I gotta do all of that?
Nah, bro, because that's what it's gonna do.
Brother Jace, why you gotta put that on?
Bro.
You're smoking out your
ear lobes. So, bro, yes, bro.
What?
That's how depressed he's gonna be, bro. He needs that shit to hit different.
No.
Yes. So, bro, do it to yourself. Read it because it is one of the classics. I'm considering it a classic no matter how much I hate the ending of it or the repetitive nature of the story. He's a really great character designer, but it's so
repetitive. How many chapters you got? 700 bucks?
700 or some change.
That's not bad.
No, that's good. You can do that in a weekend.
To me, though, honestly...
Like, all you gotta do is jerk off and read.
New manga-wise, if a new manga can't hit at least 300 to 500 chapters in this day and age... You can't really see longevity. But then again, my number could be a little bit stretchy. Your number is skewed
because you are used to these old mangas.
When I'm even looking at Demon Slayer, they're probably going to reach maybe... They might reach a 200 mark, maybe...
Isn't it at 200?
I don't think so, not yet.
So, my thing is with that... There is some... For example, Siren is a great manga. I bring that up every time I'm around here.
Oh, God.
But I think it had under 300 or just like 350 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Very concise story, bro. Aris was the same way. It was good. Like, all of these mangas did not have this many fucking people. That much fucking chapters. Mm-hmm. And people devoured that shit up still, bro. It's still heralded as something great. Eden no Ori, to me, is one of the best fucking mangas I've ever read, bro.
And it didn't hit 200.
Yeah, it was like low, bro.
And Gantz as well, bro. Was still good. I gotta take that back.
So you can't do the numbers because some manga is just meant to drag on, bro.
Because those mangas alone, they were really good written, really well animated, and
let me help you even better.
Talk to me. Make me look more dumb.
No. It's not even looking more dumb. It actually goes to your point. Because had Akira Toriyama not. Say Akira Toriyama, like, through that first 100 chapters, that shit wasn't hitting. We would have never got chapter 176 was when it became Dragon Ball Z, when he grew up. Mm. That was the chapter where the time skip happened. He's the reason we have time skips in manga. Mm-hmm. So you have some notion, like, you have to reach past that, because I think Dragon Ball Z ended in 700 chapters, and it's a classic. You feel me? It's just sometimes, you also gotta account for page count. Because Berserk has like 90 fucking pages.
Oh my gosh, boy.
Attack of Titan has like 70, 90 fucking pages. But if you was to divide them up and instead do like 21 pages, it would have way more chapters. So like it's no real way to be like, that manga is the shit. Like, there's no way you can tell the manga is the shit without reading the manga. Mm-hmm. So that's why I can come out and say, yo, Bleach is shit. But I'm looking at Bleach from a different fucking level. You probably just want to be in there and entertain, but I'm looking at Bleach through a different type of lens now because I see content differently. Mm-hmm. So I feel cheated, and I shouldn't have felt cheated because I should have just enjoyed it from when I enjoyed it at that age, when I was 16, 17, and that shit I had to go, or even like I was 14, 15, and I had to get the shit off of YouTube.
I would never complain about that shit. I agree with you. If they ended it right, there wouldn't have to be no room to left to complain or do anything else. But now that they are making a return, people are hype, but I know there are certain people who aren't hype.
People like me are not hype, but we're only not hype because I don't think they're going to switch the story. Like, I was joking earlier about this shit, but look what happened with Game of Thrones. It got rushed. Hard. And season 8 was really, really bad. Everything the characters set up in the beginning of the couple of seasons never bore out into fruition. The same thing happened with Bleach. He had to end it within 10 fucking chapters. And they pushed them to end it, bro. So we didn't get none of that detailed artwork. And we got a bunch of shit that was like very, very... What was it? What's the term? Like, play by the book, bro. It was a trope.
So you don't think he gonna come correct after he done?
I don't think he has control, bro. This is Shonen. I really think Shonen just did this because they saw the hype. And the merchandise is still flying off the shelves. It's still top 20 sales. And it still generates mad money every year. And it's not even ongoing, bro.
We'll see.
So that's what I'm looking at in that case, bro.
They still ain't announced like which studios is going to be working on.
And that's the most important thing. I think they should go Studio Bones.
There's no way to tell. I feel like when it come out, it's going to be fire, bro.
Who does Demon Slayer's animation?
What was it? Studio Period? Or no, it's not David's production. Hold on, let me double check that.
Because in a sense, right, if you put the artist from KNY
on Bleach now to display it in animation? Or are we just talking about animation, anime, or just manga?
Or the we're talking about both, because it's becoming a fucking anime, so...
Okay. So, whole new thing to
Ufotable does it. No, Ufotable shouldn't touch it. Like, Ufotable is great, but if you look at the other series they did, if I'm not mistaken, bro, like, their series is dope. And, like, every series they do looks really, really clean. I just think it'll look too clean. I like the viscerality that Bleach gives you. Like, what they did great in the anime was during scenes of action, they were giving you what looked like the manga panels. Like, the etching and everything, the pen work. So, I'll be extremely sad if they don't keep that, bro. And, yeah, if I wasn't... I knew I wasn't mistaken. Ufotable did God Eater, and then they did the Fate Zero series. Like, they're basically the Fate Zero series people. So, I actually don't even want that. It looks too polished. Look how clean Fate Zero looks, bro. It looks too shiny. Like, 3D.
Who would you mind... Who could you see working on? Who you could see working on Bleach? Animation. Which studio?
I'll see David.
David Productions?
Why?
Nah, bro. They did One Punch Man and it did not come out well.
No. Hold on. Hold on.
One Punch Man Season 2, not one. One Punch Man Season 2. My apologies.
Now, this is exactly what I'm talking about. That season, animation-wise, that was lit as fuck.
Don't get confused with Season 1.
You're talking about when Bang was versing Garu, right? Yes, bro. That season was dope, bro.
Watch. There's four fight scenes. Even Tsubaki gets a fight scene. Besides certain fight scenes, bro... Everything was not really that good, bro. It was the characters were shiny, and that's not one's drawing, and that's not Yusuke Murata's drawing, bro. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it was. If you compare season one to season two, bro, the Sakuga went down like by 90%. They took real cheap shits. Like, instead of showing him drifting in the wind and flying or like jumping, it's like bang bang. The frame count is way down, bro. They're probably only doing 7 frames per second. First season, you had the best people working on fucking that, bro.
I don't know.
Bro, like...
I feel personally like...
Watch the season, I'm telling
you. Like, season two personally stuck out a little bit more to me. But I don't know if it was because it wasn't focused more so on Saitama. It was more so focused on other people.
So you're worried about the story, and I'm just talking about the animation studio behind it. They did good by the story. They followed the story. Like, but it was the way it was drawn and laid out, bro.
I don't think it was drawn bad.
Bro, the first episode of season one of One Punch
I
Man is the best fucking Sakuga fest we've ever gotten. And did not even count the last episode of the end of season one. No fight scene in season two stands up to that, bro. The best fight scene should have been when he killed the Elder Centipede, and even that shit wasn't popping. It barely moved, bro.
Now,
if this was season one, it would have been moving and waving around consistently, bro. The Sinny's over here, Brody.
What I don't like about One Punch Man is that the fact that Saitama can kill everything in one punch, it makes it good and a bad thing. Because it's like, we know that you can kill it, but as the suspense part, is there anyone who's going to take you down? Or is there anyone who's going to give you a challenge enough to just, like, make you quiver a little bit? Like, make you feel like you have to go harder than where you're already at?
So the whole point is, and you're looking at the whole anime realm because you think Saitama is the main character.
He's not.
He isn't. Everybody else is the main character. So that's why in every fight he ends up winning, he comes in to save somebody else or interrupt somebody else. When Garu was trying to attack him randomly, he just knocked him out, right? When Genos was fighting the Sea King and then he got his ass whooped and then Bicycle Man was trying to fight the Sea King, bust his ass. When Geno lost to that big fucking monster by the human, the human whatever league shit, but the scientist that made that big ass monster, knocked that nigga out. You understand what I'm saying, bro? Like, it was always him coming to save somebody. That was a Genos fight. When he saved Fubuki, that was Fubuki's fight. When he killed Boros, it was because... It was just the end, and Boros already whooped everybody else's ass, or had his lackeys whoop everybody else's ass. So it's not about Saitama. We get to know more about the other characters based off of who they fight. And the suspense happens with the characters, because sometimes the characters look like they may win. And they don't, bro. The only time we ever was like, damn, we're suspenseful for Saitama was
episode one. All I'm just saying, bro, is that I just felt this season two was just animation was good enough. And I feel like if the Bleach creators was they take a chance on it, it wouldn't be so bad. That's all I'm saying.
Bro, they're the wrong studio. They need Madhouse.
I mean, well, the only thing I look forward to then is...
Look, they want Cycle season 1 and 2.
Who's... Nah, but I mean, you told me to watch that, and I cannot lie. That season, that...
You know,
like,
who did the studio?
That fight
you
scene.
You know who the studio was behind that?
Not bad.
It was the same studio that was behind season 1 of One Punch Man. They handle destruction really well.
Now,
and that's what we need to see from
animation
Bleach,
wise, it's not the greatest detail. But
it's not supposed to be.
But power wise, like, yeah, it's a little cool for like interesting powers.
So
like nigga transporting the nigga everywhere, make him drop from the high school.
Nah, see, you keep looking at the story and I keep looking at the way it's designed.
It's not even the story, bro. I would say it's like
the
fight scene.
Animation was lit, bro. What are you talking?
The animation, but they were able to follow the manga panels even better than what the manga panels was able to display. And that's why I think they need Studio Bones to do the fucking anime, bro, because they will get the powers correctly. They'll get the viscerality of fucking Bleach, bro, because Bleach shouldn't be super polished, bro. It needs that edge. It needs that, like, grunt, that grit. And that's what they're able to do, because they're able to copy whatever the manga panel is. That's why Mob Psycho looks like the way it looks, because that's exactly how it's drawn in the fucking, the manga, bro. So just imagine Tete Kubo's dope-ass designs being done properly. And if you look at the difference between season one of One Punch Man and season two, David Productions cannot get the visceralness of Murata's design, bro. So just imagine them making a glossy version of Bleach. I don't want to see that shit. I want to see the roughness of the swords and shit, brody. I want to see Kenpachi scarred up, bro. I don't want to see a high-polished this nigga looking like some fucking Fate Zero character, all clean and nice and shiny.
Jesus.
Bro, I'm just saying, bro. I'm going Studio Bones. That was my... You went David's production. Are you going Ufotable?
I'm going David's production.
Yo, you're such an asshole, bro. For no apparent reason. Name something else David Productions did, bro.
Googles. That's why you have a smartphone.
Name and that you watch, because you didn't watch. I'm looking through this shit right now. I'm like, ninja nonsense.
But while he's looking for that, Samurai is cancellation. I'm just a little bit disappointed because I feel like a couple people were interested in it. The story start of it was a little bit boring for me, but it picked up by like the second to third chapter. And we got to see the like character do a little interesting stuff, but I didn't follow through with the story enough to call it out. So
you know why you ain't follow through with the story?
Why?
Because there's a bunch of ass pull of powers. He could destroy a planet at chapter 16. Naruto couldn't even do a Kage Bunshin until like chapter 30, my nigga.
He did.
Luffy couldn't even do a machine gun.
Wait, he did a Kage Bunshin on chapter one,
bro. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
You don't forget, bro.
Wait, seriously? I'm high. I'll take that. Wait, you cannot do a Kage Bunshin in episode one. That don't bullshit.
That's when he took the scroll when the teacher told him.
Episode one or the first sub arc? How many?
He said the first sub arc.
Because it's a sub arc over the whole training shit when he becomes again.
That was like, that was like the first.
It was the first couple of episodes, the first 10 manga chapters, bro. It wasn't the first episode that that whole shit finished the first episode.
Yes.
All right.
You want to know how I know?
How do you
because
know?
I can guarantee you, if you go in your phone right now and you
my bad,
the
I'm looking
chapter,
at David's production.
Yeah, as you go in there and you view the first chapter of Naruto and you scroll all the way towards the end on the first, you're gonna see how Naruto go ahead and he kicks ass.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventures.
Yeah, I was about to actually mention that, but.
But you were trying to hold it down.
No. I was actually, because I had to actually go back and see, because I was still looking at Ufotable.
Yeah, that's what I know, nigga.
Yeah, and no, I will give you that. But even JoJo's is not, like, bro.
Golden Wind?
All right, so is it beautifully animated?
David's production.
Is it, wait. Is it
David's
beautifully
production.
Animated? Is it, like, how many frames per second are you giving
bro.
Me, bro? How many different camera angles are you giving me?
I wear glasses.
What cinematography are you giving me?
I wear glasses.
No, you don't. You don't even have glasses on right now. LASIK ass motherfucker. You rich out here.
I'm not rich.
Tags don't want to show. You see that?
Yeah.
V11 all day, right?
Amen.
Anywho, bro, like, it's not purely animated, bro. Every frame is like more still frames. It's like watching a visual novel when you're watching JoJo's. Let's not say it has the there's been no fight in JoJo's that's as advanced as the Obito versus Kakashi fight.
Yo, G-Dubs, shout out to Golden Wind, shout out to Giono Giovanni. It's my dude. So,
bro,
boy, this shit is.
Oh, man. Shit, the Michael B. Jordan collection. Oh,
remember, like 2021.
Bleach back. Yeah, man. I'll watch it. Even the anime, I could watch the anime if I ain't even gonna read the story.
You know? Just watch it. Like, for you.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm gonna get Jace the Ichigo costume.
Well, you better give me a holo costume. Nah. If you ain't giving me the holo costume, I'm gonna
Bro, costume.
I'm gonna throw that shit at a Chinese person so that I shake his corona. Let me give it back to you.
Wow, I can't believe you just said that on the podcast.
How rude.
You can edit it out, bro. Look, it's only me talking.
You gonna throw me? What are
you saying? He said he gonna throw it at some Chinese people so they can catch corona.
And then throw it back at you. Do not give me no Ichigo costume.
Did you hear
me?
Yo!
You
hear what this nigga said?
Yo! Because I'm thinking like, damn, you gotta delete this shit 2 times.
Yeah, because he said it again. I was looking at him like, bro, you really gonna say it?
I guess we're gonna just save this and just leave this, because...
Oh, that's how you're gonna just knock me off my high horse? Let me get famous and be like, remember you said this, Jace? All my Asian fans not gonna fuck with me.
Yo, you're bugging.
Arigato, Miss Arigato.
Arigato! Yo, he really
Wow, that's how you speak Asian?
Nah, he gonna say Asian, though. He was saying Chinese, nigga. He's really Japanese.
No, but I'm... Oh, I am. He's Japanese really don't like the Chinese. We already know that.
He's wilding right now, bro. That nigga was like... Well, he said what he said. I ain't gonna say it. That's like the motherfucking Curry. He's like, yeah, wait, I say it again. Oh, shit. Goddamn. Now the curse.
What happens when you play?
The curse of Lady Wong.
Yes. Wow. Wow. Why Chinese people gotta be cursed and I'm bad?
Whoa.
Nah, you upsetting the evil spirit, nigga.
Wow.
That shit coming for you.
Oji Ola?
That's what I'm sipping. Cause it's crazy out here.
Could you pull me a cup, please?
Chill, man. Inhale, man. I got dudes for the vibe.
He said he got dudes for the vibe. He hear this nigga. Hear him, Jace.
Hey, man. You be motherfucking
here.
You be condoning that shit, bro. I be chilling.
All right.
Yeah. Exactly.
So. Let's see what else is out there. As far as new music, let's talk about new music for a little bit. Because the music world is definitely popping. I'm Lil Uzi Vert out. Fuck. Like, Eternal Take Deluxe. Eternal Take did it for me, but Deluxe sealed the deal.
Bro, they don't have Deluxe on Google Play Music. I'm kind of
mad. Well, you tried. That's why you got Apple.
Yeah, I'm kind of upset, actually. Pretty sad.
Apple Music.
Yes, sir. But nah, on a serious note, I'm feeling Lil Uzi's album. I'm feeling
yes.
Lil Uzi had to come out with this shit.
Fucking who else? G Herbo.
This shit kind of fire.
G Herbo's album is dope.
How's Childish Gambino shit?
Childish Gambino dropped a new album, Jace?
Sunday.
You're fucking lying, kid. Why am I sleeping under a rock?
Bro, I'm sleeping under a rock too.
Bro, like, Jace already said how he felt about the J Electronica album, but, you know.
Bro, it was so bad.
I don't know. I gotta get more intel because a lot of people were saying that they was liking it. I guess because Jay-Z's on it and Exactly. Everybody's just overhyped when Jay-Z's on everything.
Yeah, you're right. They did finish that in the first
chapter. I'm telling you, bro.
Because the second chapter is about Konohamaru. Yeah. Bro, I don't know, man. And that's my shit. I keep telling you, I got stupid dumb memory. I'll be making sense but with the
first chapter.
You're so happy you finally got a win. I really think you invited me here just so you can get a win. You put like, me out like, there. Like,
okay, so you
put me out there.
So you and Bobby wasn't cutting my ass about Idris Elba.
When?
Oh, when?
Idris Elba? Idris. Yo, Bobby, how you said it again?
Idris Elba? Idris Elba.
Linguarium Leviosa. Like, my nigga, you Harry Potter OD,
bro.
Exactly my point. So who was ganging up on who now? Shut up.
Alright, damn. Oh, you're so aggressive.
Because all of that, so like, bitch, I'm on.
I forgot I was playing this.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, I just got to get flagged on YouTube, no podcast. That'd be fine. Yo, I sound mad bitter. I'm like, hey, y'all gonna get flagged.
Who else? Lil Baby's album was fire too.
I don't listen to this nigga, bro.
His shit wasn't bad. No funny shit. I really don't listen to him myself either. Like, QC is always on top of all of the artists.
Oh, it's Quality Control that did it. Yeah. Oh, alright.
He did the whole
fucking album?
Quality? I don't know if they
did. Like, that's his label, but who did the production? Like, who's mainly behind the production?
Man, I don't know. Like, there was a various amount of artists, producers, especially, could be on one beat. Especially doing Atlanta.
Yeah, because they all have that, like, same tempo type shit.
Yeah.
Like fake trap, but yeah, it's weird. How do y'all feel that Uzi remixed so much tracks on his new album though?
I loved it.
Cause Prices is basically Way Back, and then Part Two is the sequel to
Love Is
Exo Toro Life, and then P's and Q's. There was a remix for P's and Q's called, what was the fucking track?
First name? Of all, you know what I like about Uzi album?
What?
First off, like songs that were leaked. He put up, and I respect him for that. Because even if you think that people still wasn't hype about it then, or they, like you didn't think they was gonna, like that's a complete mind blower, son.
Yeah.
Like that's what you got to give the people in this day and age. And I feel like as far as these new artists, when it comes out to their music, that's what they're putting out.
Oh,
like,
they finally got to deluxe. My bad. They got the deluxe edition on Google. I can't wait to listen to it.
Oh, look who's hype now.
My bad, y'all.
Well, you're just a little 2 seconds late.
Yeah, you're a little too, you know.
Celebration Station. That song you put me on is mad dope.
Sicker.
Bro, like, the whole fucking, like, tempo was high as fuck, bro. It was amazing.
Oh, shit. I didn't see that shit. That's like camouflage. Oh, shit.
Be like that sometimes. I'm good.
So, let me see now, right? Where are we at in the anime world? What anime is your favorite anime right now, Jace?
So there's this anime called ID or some shit like that. It's basically, it's on Hulu and Crunchyroll. The motherfucker, it's like Inception, but it's anime.
Okay.
And like, it's like this one chick that keeps following him, and they're like sit to go and get like particular information or solve murders. I think everybody needs to like watch it, bro. It's really, really dope. The animation is alright, bro. I gotta see who actually animated it, because I haven't really seen a lot of Sakuga.
Okay.
But the way it looks, ID Invaded, yeah, that's what it's called. Studio Naz did it, which I guess they're dope, yeah. And it's a Funimation, it's licensed by Funimation. But it got 13 episodes. If you like mystery anime and shit, you would definitely like that. It gives you the vibes. And if you want something to fit your narrative of what's going on now, or to like have some fun but still be like, damn, I'm like scared of a disaster, but you want to see some crazy shit, go to High School of the Dead, bro. It got tits, it got swords, it got guns, it got zombies, it got, you know, it basically got what we're going through now, where shit gotta get quarantined, shit is getting attacked, but at least you can live vicariously through first off being a dumbass fucking plebe to like a dope ass superhero who shoots fucking sniper rifles between bitches' pussies. So like, if you need the vibes of that, if you want something super cheerful, I'm actually gonna say, bro, go to a classic. Watch Tenchi Muyo and Hamtaro, bro. Like, just so that you can like forget the world and like live vicariously through somebody else in a happier time. Like, who wouldn't want to have a harem? Bobby, you want a harem?
Nope.
You don't want a harem. You don't want all the bitches.
No.
You don't want 30 bad bitches.
Boy, it's 2020. You better say 100.
You don't want 100 bad bitches.
God damn.
At the marina.
100?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just minding my business.
Very well. 200.
God damn.
Yeah. But anyway, like, I'll say just... I would say those are the animes I'm thinking about watching. I actually want to get back into Yu Yu Hakusho.
Jace, you know what I...
Because I slept on that shit.
You know what I'm getting back into?
What you get back into?
I'm getting back into my Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime. So. Now, this is...
It's time to... My bad, I had to do it.
You have to. I respect you so much more that you did that.
Oh, I can go in again.
The fans wouldn't have it no any other way.
Facts.
But guess what? Like, I didn't finish... The Yugi saga, because Yugi had a saga all the way up to season 5 on Netflix.
How many seasons?
They have season up to season 5. I'm gonna see if season 5 was the ending of it, because Yu-Gi-Oh! GX was the new start of the new generation.
So does it still have all the like the fucking like the pyramid shit, the eye shit?
Not in the new seasons, nah.
Oh, it's just straight card battles?
They're into technology, dueling while riding on cycles type shit. Yeah, bro. Should get real. Gets really real.
How's the animation? Because it sounds like... You remember Yu-Gi-Oh! Was like a Saturday
cartoon.
You know
why I hate Yu-Gi-Oh! Animation? Because Yu-Gi-Oh! Animation is fuller... What is it? How can I explain it? Fuller.
Fuller or filler?
Filler. A little bit of bullshit. Little bit of dragging.
A lot of aspels
until they get to the fucking good part of the scene. They drag it for probably about 2-3 episodes just for one duel to end. But that's like on major duels. Like if a person got the top skill. Sometimes a duel ended like one match. If it's bullshit.
So definitely filler.
But I banged with it when I was younger. And I still bang with it. You know what I'm saying?
Do you still play?
I still play. Me and Bobby should just duel on the cast one day.
Yo, bro, that'd be dope,
I bring two decks, because I know exactly
who's Seto Kaiba?
I guess I was.
Oh, word, Yamo?
Bobby was Kaiba. I was Yugi.
Oh, wow, he wasn't even a prince. Oh, but he likes playing the anti-hero, because Kaiba was an anti-hero. But and who's his favorite character? And all of anime starts with an S.
No, yeah, Sasuke.
Yeah, so it fits his narrative.
Or from what he said tonight, Ichigo.
Oh, yeah.
All I know is 2021, Bleach coming back. That's all I know.
Yo, who's better, Sasuke or Ichigo?
Oh, no.
Who's the better swordsman? Sasuke or Ichigo?
Niggas with swords that call themselves swordsmen.
What you gonna say?
That's two categories. It's like just like with Shane. It's like
it just niggas. It's a nigga with a sword.
Nigga with a sword.
And a nigga who's a swordsman. Who got better sword skills?
All right, let's say that.
Yo, he had to pull. Yo, I'm so mad. You had to pull. Yo, you're pulling an asshole. Like,
first of all,
playing semantics.
Sasuke, by far, has the better sword skills.
I like the sound of this.
But Ichigo definitely has a more refined style.
Refined? Oh, you mean no style at all? Which one? He's never taken swordsmanship classes.
It's just a more aggressive tightness, tight swing. To the point, concise. Especially for the large weapon.
Okay.
But Sasuke is better because he learned how to do the fly, yellow fly.
Sasuke. You better have said that, motherfucker. If you ain't said that, motherfucker, yeah, you know I wasn't going
to
let you
because live. I was just about to say, who was your Abby for so long?
And I'm not even going to front to you. In far as power display, I feel Ichigo displays more power display. Not going to hold you, Sasuke.
Nigga, do you know who Susanoo is?
Yo, relax. I'm definitely Naruto fan base over Bleach fan base.
But nigga,
relax,
do you know what Susanoo could do?
Jeez, the man looking at every opportunity just to eat me up like a fucking
hog. I'm not.
God. God, Jace, what is wrong with you?
Bro, you're talking these Twitter nigga shit, bro. I'm trying to save your
no,
life.
No, I'm not talking this Twitter nigga shit.
Look, this is a heart. I'm trying to give this to you like Zelda, my nigga. Nigga, you literally
just, I have not played a good Zelda game in ages.
Don't bullshit. You just don't play video games.
I have not played a good Zelda game in ages, though.
You know why? Because you play Sony. Guess what system Zelda doesn't come out on? Sony.
Relax. Why are you going on? Why are you going so hard?
I'm just
saying. He's going so hard.
Wait.
Why?
I like how every time I come here, I gotta be the antagonist.
If that's what you perceive yourself to be, that's...
Oh, bro, the gaslighting is real, bro.
No, nobody is.
Yo, gaslighting.
The gaslighting is real. This is added Twitter. I'm on the front lines right now, bro.
Well, I know there's Bleach coming out in 2020.
Added Twitter, I told you, bro. Don't sip your orange juice. I hope you choke. Motherfucker.
Not on vitamin C, I won't. Yes, sir. So...
What bullshit are you about to say right now?
Me? You know what bullshit I want to say? You know what manga I really wish could get an animation, but I know it won't get one? Chainsaw Man.
Oh, it's definitely getting one.
Who could you see doing the studio work?
Madhouse. Madhouse or Studio Bones. They did... Madhouse did Gangsta, so it has that aesthetic. Because Chainsaw Man is really, really fucking rough. Or Studio Bones, because they stick close to what the fuck they're giving to. And they copy the art style really, really fucking well.
Okay.
Which is really difficult to copy rough art styles. But they did it with One Punch Man. And they did it with Mob Psycho. So I can see one of those two studios doing it. Ufotable likes too much polished anime with not enough gore. That has way too much gore. There's blood. It's basic. Studio Bones also did Hellsing Ultimate. So and when you read fucking Chainsaw Man, disregard the art style, but all that blood and demented demon shit, that's Hellsing.
Okay. Well, I look forward to that.
Bro, that'd be sick.
But as Bobby keep on saying, Bleach is definitely coming back in 2021. I look forward to Bleach's return. Any more anime out there? Bobby, what anime are you feeling right now? Anything special?
Yo, only thing I'm really watching right now...
It's Bleach season episode one. Oh god.
In 2021. But nah, y'all, you know, I like to thank everybody for coming out to my
nigga, we ain't seen your anime.
Because a young nigga like me gotta go watch some Bleach. You know.
Catch up on that shittiness.
I gotta go meet up with a young e-girl. And I got a hood e-girl.
Oh wow!
I gotta go.
How many e-girls do you have?
Apparently, he has one.
Bad bitches.
Only have one.
Okay.
And I'm out of here. It's your boy OG Bobby. It's your boy Wave. You did. Oh, you can't see me throwing up them gang signs.
What a rollie on! I'm snitching. He got a rollie on.
Wow! All
right.
Fashion 40 Jizz. You already know the vibes. Fuck Bleach.
Imperial _ Lion _ Gunning. Young Lambino on Twitter, Shibuya Fish, Shibuya Fish? Station.
No,
my finance.
Shibuya.
Isn't it Shibuya Wave?
Shibuya Wave.
How you doing your own show?
I'm high.
Shibuya.
Shibuya Wave.
No, you're not.